We're looking at the third parak, or the third mimer of Pritzadik on Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Zu Nikra B'Shem Mishpatim, B'Tevas Mishpat, B'Zayir HaKadosh, Mashmo'o Al Rachamim. We think of Mishpat as strict judgment, yet each day, Sfardim recite Pasach Eliyahu, Patach Eliyahu. It's a part of Tikkunei HaZayar, and you say it for Shachris and Mincha, and Kediisa B'mama, Pesach Eliyahu, the words there are V'lav Mishpat Yediyo De'ihu Rachame, meaning we don't know that Hashem is made up of, that He has a characteristic of judgment, which is Rachamim. Now the point that's being made there in the Pesach Eliyahu is that these Midos are not characters or characterizations of Hashem. They have no relationship to Hashem. Nothing relates to Hashem directly and personally. He doesn't have a midah. Kivayochel, he is not rachamim, he is bal rachamim. That's the midah he uses to interact with people. It's not a description of him. That's what the point of the Zohar is. But the point that the Pritzadik is making is that what's being said there is that Mishpat ihu rachamim, that Mishpat ultimately is rachamim. That's how Mishpat is being described there, as something that's of mercy. In our Torah and in Midrashim, in the Gemaras, Yere Tevas Mishpat al Hadin, Mishpat always means judgment, strict judgment. So we have to say, the Isa B'Gemara, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalad, says that we should not daven Musaf of Rosh Hashanah during the first 3 hours of the day. Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, which is the Pesukim of Malchiyah, Zechronis, and Shaifris, and we hope that we will be remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lefnei Dekisik HaKavad in Rachamim. So we shouldn't say that in the first 3 hours of the day. Why? Because during the first 3 hours of the day, one of the tzedodim in the Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Isaac B'Torah. And in Torah, there's specifically a demand for and a constant mention of emes. The Yisra B'Gemara, Torah Diksiv Ba Emes, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Isaac Lefnim Mishur HaSadin. On the other hand, Din, the likes of Be'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysel Lefnim Mishur HaSadim. So while HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kivayachal Oysek B'Torah, the demand and the strict judgment that we fear should be avoided. So don't daven Musaf Shal Rosh Hashanah during the first 3 hours of the day, because that's when he's Oysek in Torah. But when he's Oysek in Din, there's all kinds of leeway that's possible, because interestingly, while you would think emes is the ultimate ingredient as to how to determine what the din is, but when it talks about Hashem as shofet in din, the word emes does not appear.
People follow this rule?
We daven musaf after 3 hours of the day. After kol ha-mishpatim shel Hashem yizbarachema al pi ha-Torah. Of course, everything that Hashem does, not just what Bezdin does, but what Hashem does, follows the Mishpat of the Torah. Kedi Isa, like the Gemara in Ksuva says, Din Arba Mises Lebatlu. We don't have Arba Mises anymore. We don't have a Bezdin Chav Gimel that can mete out corporal punishment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, like the Gemara says there, if somebody is Chayiv Skila for something, so he'll end up falling Chas V'Shalom. And maybe even a fall that could take a life, and could kill the person. Someone is Chayiv Sreifa Le'Aleinu, so they'll perhaps end up in a fire, or they'll be bitten by a nachash, and the venom burns the person. So yes, of course, in the Torah there is mishpat. Omnam yesh bechinas eved ubechinas ben. But still, there is the eved, and there is a ben. Ba'eved kol adinim vayisurim hem b'mishpat chorutz. In the case of an eved, so it is strict judgment. Mishpat chorutz, very definitive. Strict judgment, liyasrei ula'anshei, to punish. Valkein Amru, Deina Kadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Mahuma Ad Shas Shilucha, which is why the Gemara says on the Pasuk B'Sa'asa'o B'Shalcha Terivena, Pasuk in Yishayo, when the measure of guilt of a nation is full, that's when they will be driven off their land. For instance, the Torah says emphatically that the reason that the people in Eretz Canaan stayed there as long as they did was because there had to be the fullest measure of their guilt, the shleimus of the Avoin HaAmori, and only then came Yisrael and replaced them. That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits until they are fully guilty and then completely destroys them. Completely. And there, what happens to them is strict judgment. And so Hashem waits until the full measure of guilt has accumulated, and now they are deserving of the fullest strict judgment and the punishment that's meted out. Behind you, Adshi Yismali Sa'asa, Va'oz Ma'avida Legamri. Kadosh Baruch Hu will do them in and do away with them entirely. Avol be Yisrael, Hakruim Bonim Lamakim. But in the case of children, we are banim lamakim, we are like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, kevayachal, kala mishpatim v'hadinim v'hayisurin hemarak l'rapais nafshai. So then that which happens to us that's not good, it's meant to soften us, and it's meant to cure us and heal us. K'roife hachaytich b'basar, like a doctor who makes an incision, he's not trying to hurt the person, he's trying to heal. But that's what the procedure is ultimately doing. You look at it and you say, my gosh, they're taking a scalpel and cutting a person open. But no, it's really to heal and to make this person's life better. The Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurin to make us better, to cause us to return in tshuva, to cause us to think about Him, to cause us to turn to Him. Like a doctor is doing it for the person's benefit. Father is strict with a son. Why is he strict? To hurt the child, taking away a privilege, taking away a person's son is so beloved to him. Why does he punish him? Whether it be with a light slap, that used to be how we did it, but not anymore, but taking away the child's privilege of some kind, making the child go into his room and be alone for a certain short period of time, taking away a privilege of some kind, a toy, temporarily. Lahadrichai, b'derech hatov, to direct him in a right way and in a correct way, me'ahavasoi oisoi, it's out of love. As the Pasuk in Mishlei says, v'chaseich shiftoi soine b'noi, if you spare the rod, it is enmity toward your child, you're not doing your child a favor. V'chein, those who Hashem loves, those are the ones with whom He's strict and He'll chastise them. So therefore we find that a Sanhedrin therefore has to be made up of an odd number. The Torah says, and therefore we know that you have to have people there who will be fair, and you have to comprise and constitute a court with numbers such that there can be and will be fairness toward the accused. So that between strict judgment and complete leniency, you'll have the truth emerge. This is all rachamim. So it's rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to us, will do to us, does to us, things that are seemingly harsh, but they are actually great kindness. The mishpatim being done, things that come about to the nefesh Yisrael, hagam shenischayev lefi ma'asav. Even though, of course, yes, it's true, the person is deserving of that which is happening. Im kol ze heima l'tevasai. These are ultimately happening to this person, l'tevasai. Ki zaycha Achakach l'hiskarev l'Hashem Yisbarach, because the person becomes closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yeser se'es. It moves the person in religiousness. And that's ultimate good. So, classically we always say, well, the person is becoming cleansed in Olam Hazeh, and this way the person's Olam Haba. He's not going there. He's saying, in Olam Hazeh, the person's a changed person. In Olam Hazeh, the person is being moved to tzidkus.
He has to, every time he gets yisurim, he has to be moved.
So, and he is being moved. So and that's but that's a taiva. It's mishpat, words, but it's rachamim. That's what desire means.
He doesn't get all the yisurim one clap right before he dies.
Correct. Through life, along the way, the mishpatim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out to us are bringing us closer to him. They're causing us to come back to him, to turn to him, and to be closer to him. Valderach shenemar b'yoiv, as it says in Iyov, la'achar har yisurin shlo, after he suffered, he says, l'shema oizen shmaticha, meaning I was listening for you. Va'ata, now, more than listening, eini ra'asach. Eini ra'asach. Now, my eyes behold you. Dahainu, dekoidim kabolos ha'yisurin ho'yeloi ha'sogas Hashem yisbach rak b'shmiyo. Merachoik. Va'ata, achar kabolos ha'yisurin. After having suffered the way he did, Zocha lirois b'chush. He's able to see God. He's able to sense God much more intimately
and
with greater apprehension of the reality that is the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chein Isa, a fantastic explanation of well-known Gemara in Peites and Shabbos, on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Ki ata avinu, ki Avram lo yodanu, v'Yisrael lo yakirenu. Ata Hashem avinu goaleinu me'elim shmecho. The Gemara says, La'asid lova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to Avram Avinu and say, Bonecha chotuli. Avram Avinu is going to say, well, so then they have to be punished. Yaakov similarly is going to answer that way. Yitzchak is the one who says, you know, how many hours in the day, how much could they have done wrong, and if you still find them to be guilty, pal gi'alai, pal gi'aloch. Paschal va'amru, so therefore Klal Yisrael says about Yitzchak, Ata avinu, amar lahem Yitzchak. Yitzchak says, no, don't praise me. Ad she'ata mekalsin li, kilsu l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umachvilu Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'inayu. And Yitzchak shows them HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says. So why does this Gemara, Dafka, describe Yitzchak as showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael? Fantastic, the Beit Tzedek says, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Klal Yisrael being punished, like Avram says they have to be punished, Yaakov Avinu says they have to be punished. So the Yitzchak is saying, even if they have to be punished, but the point is, by being punished, they're going to see Hashem, they're going to know and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the process. So he says, that's why, v'chein isa, umach v'ilahu Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'inayu, v'hainu, ki midas Yitzchak hu hadinim, Midas Yitzchak is din, ugevurois, shepikdusha, in the holy setting in which Yitzchak is misgaber and accepts what Hashem is decreeing, as he did at the Akedah, with that midah, all of us in Klal Yisrael, poyel benafashois or benafshois Yisrael, lirois hashkechosa yisbarach b'chush. That's why it's dafke Yitzchak, of all of the avos, who can take that which Hashem Yisbarach wants to do to us because we have sinned, turn it around, and say to us, now, after whatever Hashem does to you, you'll be closer to Him. Because it's the midah of Gvura, where in Kedusha, with such holiness, Payal b'nafshes Yisrael lirois, it accomplishes and it achieves for us that we can see and we can sense Hashgachasa Yisbarach. We can sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine hand upon us. L'tav l'mutav b'chush. We sense and feel that reality. V'al yedei zeh niskarev yoyser l'hakadusha. V'hu al derech shenema. This is, again, with Shmiya coming first and then Re'iya coming second. Similarly, in the Pasuk, in Tehillim Memhei, Shimi bas u'ri'i. First you'll listen, Uri'i, and then you'll see V'hati Oznech, and then you'll listen even more carefully. Ki reishis kabolas ol malchus shemayim hu al yidei b'chinas shmiya me'rachoik v'achar kach zeichem le'b'chinas ri'iya b'chush. First you sense and hear of something which is more distant, and then more personally and intimately you see it. B'chush. U'mimeno bo is arusa b'lev. Then you are stirred up in one's heart l'hatois oizen, to listen more carefully than ever before, to listen for more than you heard initially. As the pasuk continues, you'll forget about everything else, and everything that your past and your surroundings might entice you with, which means you'll forget about the influences of your physical body, that your nefesh, that your neshama inhabits, and you'll be attuned to your neshama, to your soul. You'll be listening, so to speak, with your nefesh, to the reality of your nefesh, and you'll be alive to your nefesh and living in a ruchaniistic way. And through this, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam celebrates and sees and is joined with your inner beauty, your inner beauty in Hashem, merge and become one. So it's interesting that with this we now understand, with this Prit Tzadik, how important it is that right after Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ve'el ha-mishpatim ha-shatosam lifneim. Because what he's saying here is that through mishpat, accepted by a yid, by Hashem's mishpat, causing a Jew to look at a Kodesh Baruch Hu and see and become closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it's kirvas elokim. So then that it is a segue from Matan Torah, where you are hearing, where you are listening, but then in life when you are experiencing Hashem's mishpat, you're becoming closer to Him yet. You're coming to see Him and feel the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of His Torah b'chush. So it makes great sense that after Matan Torah and after what we did to become close to Hashem there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in life, and even in acceptance of mishpat, as Hashem judges us, you'll be able to become closer yet. So this is how he interprets the Pesach Eliyahu, where Pesach Eliyahu reads mishpat, yediyah
meaning
known in lav mishpat. The words in Pesach Eliyahu are lav mishpat yediyah, which means we don't apprehend and don't know how what Hashem's judgment is. But, in other words, we don't know.
In other words, the word lav is missing.
Correct. But because the context is that there, the Zohar is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mishpat. There is no way to characterize Hashem and say Hashem is mishpat.
So that's
lav mishpat yediyah.
He's not known by
He's not mishpat. He's not any of the midos we describe are only means through which he interacts with us and makes effects happen in this world. But he is not a part of that.
So
that's what the point of the Zohar is.
That means that
he uses the midah, correct. But that the Zohar there says, the Ihu Rachami, Mishpat is Rachmanis. But can we see that? Do we sense it? So that's the Prit Tzadik is explaining that the Mishpat of Hashem ultimately serves to move us to become closer to Him. And that's what the Zohar means when saying that Hashem's Mishpat is all merciful, is all Rachamim.